This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. LineupMedia.fm production, and we are back with Hot Mics.
Hot Mics this week. Round two of the Doomsday, Day After Doomsday. It's the after show, social show. Thing we did to quell people who were really pissed off about the voicemails taking over the beginning of every other show.
I mean, they didn't like us reading the emails.
I like it this way better, honestly.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know about you, Armand.
I don't care, but how about the listeners? That's who counts.
I think we've had pretty good...
We're the servants to them.
That's true. So we had an email from a voicemail from last week. Let's start right off the bat. I've got it labeled Play for Armand.
Uh-oh.
I don't remember what it's about completely, but I need the cord.
It's probably pretty good.
This can't be good. Oh, boy.
Now we got the wire.
Right down to the...
Arama, the Y is hooked up.
Okay.
Here we go. Right.
This is from Anonymous.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
To you.
Yeah.
What's up, boys? Ted in Chicago. Just wanted to say a couple things here. I'll try to make it quick. Armand, my guy, you got to figure it the fuck out, bro. There's a lot of information on this shit. For you to come into this blind, disappointing.
Let's speculate. What's he talking about?
Global warming, I guess.
You got to figure? Okay.
Especially disappointed me. Because you're my guy.
Wow. But,
there's that. You're his guy.
Well, yeah, he knows that. Like, okay, what else could it be?
But that being said, a surprise with Everett, usually the healthy skeptic, came into it with a real open mind. I think.
Hold on. This is the same guy that said gargling on that NASA dick or whatever it was.
Remember? Yeah, he did. Gargling. Yeah, he's from Boston.
This is the same exact guy.
He says Chicago.
He says Chicago. I don't know where he's from. But I recognize the voice, and it's the same guy.
Okay.
Anyway.
I think that was good. Listen, there's a couple things I want to say. Number one, I think it's absolutely more plausible that people are getting abducted than Yoko Ono feeding anal beads into Hillary Clinton's ass.
You agree with that?
No.
You think it's more plausible?
I think Yoko screwing Hillary is more plausible.
Okay, well,
don't you?
Agree to disagree. Probably, honestly.
First and foremost. Second of all, if you don't know about this shit, watch Ancient Aliens. There's a lot of bullshit.
Armand.
Yeah. Try Ancient Aliens for once.
All right. Well, I'll grant him that. I'm not an authority on alien abductions. He's got me there.
They did have an episode about Hillary and Yoko.
Oh, really?
No.
On that show, I've watched all 13 seasons.
What is this? What show?
Ancient Aliens.
Okay. Well,
I believe
check
it's
it
on
out.
The History Channel.
Okay.
13th drop this year in March or April some point. but there's some good shit on there. When it comes to the pyramids. When it comes to, the, you know, the Aztecs or the Nazca lines, all this shit, there's a bunch of stuff on there where...
Nazca lines.
In Peru, the Nazca lines? You're not familiar with those? Oh, you should watch Ancient Aliens, then.
I guess so.
God damn, Armand.
He's right. I am ignorant.
You know, you can really stay informed if you choose to. I picked up Graham Hancock's book, America Before. He had a Rogan episode about it, so I picked that up. A lot of good shit in there. Another thing on books. I hear you guys talk about your nerd stuff all the time.
Oh.
Never heard you talk about the series The Expanse, the books. I don't watch the shows, but the books are fucking incredible.
Expanse.
Everett, especially, if you haven't read those, 10 out of 10 recommend those.
He doesn't know how to read.
But what up?
Yeah. Shut up, Eric. I know how to read. Let's check it out. The Expanse books. See what this is about here. It's a series of sci-fi novels. The first novel. Blah, blah, blah. Fuck, this isn't giving me
who's the author?
Guy named James A. Corey.
Oh. Well, sounds familiar.
So what is the last book you read?
Dude, I couldn't tell you. It's been a while. I don't remember such things like that.
Audiobook.
No, that doesn't count.
Why doesn't it?
I said read.
I did read it.
Oh, well, not...
It was read to me.
Oh.
I read it from the sounds in my head.
Follow Reach. Actually, no, I've read Ahsoka since then. And Plagueis. But I didn't read them.
I mostly read nonfiction shit and only articles generally. I don't read a lot of books. So that's a piece of shit.
Darth Plagueis.
Thanks for reminding me.
Are you hip, Armand, to who Darth Plagueis is?
The wise?
Darth Sidious's master.
Oh, him.
Yes.
What I wanted to say is this, is that I think that one of my problems with this is if you believe any of this, you know, you believe that people are going to get abducted, you go real quick back to Roswell, you go to Project Paperclip, go to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio, and then you start drawing lines to the occult, to Rosicrucianism, you know, you end up in Nazi Germany.
I remember this voicemail now.
Germany, then you're talking about Antarctica, then you're talking about Hollow Earth, and you're talking about the reptilians, and it gets Jonesy and real fucking quick. Alex Jones, it gets Jonesy and real fucking quick. And my problem with this shit is if you believe any of it, you almost have to believe all of it.
I'll counter saying if you believe any of it, you can pretty much believe any of it. Yeah. Like, can you believe any one of it? Yeah.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
That's you believe there's lizards? Too, really.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think there's a lot of people out there that believe this story, but don't believe, you know, whatever.
Or at least don't have, at least aren't, you know, at least can entertain in the thought.
But I think that you need to have an intelligent, skeptical mind going into it, because I think that a lot of it goes beyond reasonable doubt. And this episode, a little bit disappointed. You guys are my favorite podcast by far.
Oh, shit.
I'm shaft deep into Surreal Talk, but expected more out of you boys for this alien shit. I think it's something we need to revisit. I listened to Alien Doo-Doo a while ago. That one was a lot better, a lot more interesting. It was more just, you know, discussing the different types of shit. But this one needs to be revisited, boys. This needs a good, healthy do-over.
I'm sure we'll get there.
I'm going to sign out here. Just want to say thanks for keeping us entertained out here.
You are welcome.
All right. Well, maybe you need a different guest. I'm too skeptical.
No, you're perfect. We love you.
On that. No, on the when you do the redo that episode.
No. We'll have you back. All right. This next one is from Fuck Gouda.
Uh-oh. It's an ominous name.
Yeah.
I, what kind of cheese is the moon made out of, eh? I fucking highly doubt it's Gouda.
I bet it is, mate.
Fuck Gouda.
Oh, that was an interesting
now,
voice.
What does man. That mean?
That means...
He was just saying the moon's not made out of Gouda cheese.
Oh, okay.
Apparently.
I agree with him.
It's probably, I'd have to say it's not Gouda if it's any cheese.
No.
What would it be?
Probably.
Hermenthaler?
Limburger.
Oof, that would stink.
Stinking ass moon.
In space, you can't smell it anyway. So
yes, in space, you can't smell. That's a great tagline for a movie, huh?
In space, no one can hear you stink or smell you stink.
Yeah, no one can smell your pits.
Thank God.
In space. All right,
here we go.
Those sharks from the first Finding Nemo that didn't eat fish. What? You know why they weren't in the second movie? Yeah, they're fucking dead because they didn't eat fish, and that's all sharks eat.
Okay.
Good point.
He's pretty.
That's Kev. That's got to be Kev.
That's Kev all over.
All right, so we got.
Not bad.
Looks like a marathon of three voicemails coming at us from James here. We're looking at a good 6.5 minutes coming at us.
Cool. Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Oh, no. Sorry. Not 6.5 minutes of that.
Anyway, I turned it
down. James, originator of both hashtag Team Emmerich. And Armand the Smart, global warming hitting sex fiend, just touching base with you old cutie pies.
That's one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, that was good.
Moving into an old house and fixing it up. I haven't really been able to catch up on much of the podcast, but I still listen. Nothing personal, boys.
Seems personal.
Okay. I really got to hear the social show on, I believe, the eugenics episode, and I was really stoked to hear and see you guys listen to my voicemail. I didn't realize how much I said until then. So thank you for that revelation. Anyway,
it's no big deal.
We need to thank yourself, really. We didn't record it. We just played it.
Yeah.
So technically, thank you for being you.
But since it's been a while since I could.
Good song.
Send in my voicemail.
Like it.
I wanted to kind of. Like, answer a couple of things that you guys...
James is answering fan mail now.
Okay, right on. I like it. I'll send him.
Said from that said voicemail. For Emmerich, you're totally right on the money, dude. I've actually been listening, I believe it was maybe spring, but summer-ish of 2016. I don't know. My first episode was False Flags.
Oh, you were way back there then. He's to the beginning.
Anyway,
It was a Nick of Time episode.
We'll be, hey, we got to talk about that too right here real quick.
What?
We'll make the decision right now how we get rid of those, how we give those away.
No, we won't. I don't think we should make that decision right now.
You don't think so?
No, I think it's a discussion for another time.
Okay.
All right.
Hooked ever since. And I believe I said something about voicemails being dumb and people who send them in are fucking losers.
This is his fault.
Yeah, I was just being satirical, man. Come on.
Oh. Yeah, well, you spawned a whole new show. Thank you.
No, no. He started, because it was like last week or week before when he said that. Yeah, obviously, he was being funny about it because he himself was leaving a voicemail. Like, people who leave voicemails are retarded as he's leaving a voicemail.
Right, so.
In on the joke type of thing.
Self-deprecating, yes.
Great way to interact with you guys, and it kind of gives us, as the listeners, a personal, like, kind of interaction with you. So, yeah, I think the socials are a smart way for you guys to kind of cater to the ones who love them, who love to, you know, kind of, in a way, like, be heard right and also...
So, you want to say that the social shows are a way to interact with our fans that are here
true
for
fans.
Us.
Yeah. True fans, people that love our mom.
People that if we started a show that was about kite making, they'd watch it.
No, I disagree. No, because we did that.
We did kite making.
No, we did a show about weed, and they haven't came over in droves.
Everybody has came over that's there.
Oh, that's true. But check out JokerSmokerToker.com for our other show.
Yeah,
just slide that in anyway.
Back with you, and also a way to kind of steer. You know. Like him kind of steer clear. Hey, it's a social episode. No fucking listen to it.
She's not wrong. It's got half the downloads as the first episode every week so far. Yeah. We've did four of these social shows and analytics don't lie.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's what it's there for. It's not to, you know, so people don't get pissed off in the first episode.
Yeah.
Yell at Eric.
So I think the thing that I got a little shit from was me saying you guys got some firearm stuff wrong.
Yeah, probably did.
And I totally wasn't trying to be a dick at all.
You son of a bitch.
Wasn't, you know, that was not my intention. I can think of maybe off the top of my head, I think it was two episodes that I may have been referring to. Nothing fucking huge at all. I guess
what'd
I
we
was
say?
Kind of being a little more pedantic than anything.
Pedantic?
But, 2 minutes and 45 seconds. Okay, I'm
nailed it.
Up and starting over with part two.
He should go, welcome to part two.
Oh, I hope he does.
Your host, Jeff.
Or what's James.
It? James.
Did we discuss firearms? I don't remember.
Yeah, it was one thing we mentioned.
We so the thing that happens with, stuff.
With as many people as we have listening, any comment we make about anything really, there's going to be an expert on. If we fuck it up at all we're going to hear about it.
Well, that's good. That's,
yeah. Oh, and we do.
Hold us accountable here.
All right, I'm back again. I hope my microphone was kind of working before. Anyway, I think the last
it was
thing
kind
I said
of working.
Was about me kind of giving you like friendly shit about the gun, the firearm stuff.
But that's anyway, what it was.
The one that I can think of most, I think first got me into like being like, you know, do a little more research. I was just being more of a pedantic asshole. So the gun that was in the back of Adam Lanza's truck that you guys kind of volleyed back and forth about, it was actually a what we would call in the U.S. a Sega 12-gauge shotgun. And it looks very similar to...
S-A-I-G-A.
It's an AR platform style, air quotes, assault rifle. Just like the Bushmaster 223, Eric. So, you know, you're not wrong in that. It has a side charging handle, which ejects its shell from the side. Definitely. Right.
I don't know where we're going with this, but I'm going to allow it.
You're not incorrect at all. It's more like kind of shitty helicopter footage, really. And it looks, like I said, very similar to an AR. And yes, you would eject that casing from the side, unlike, you know, kind of a pump action, which would still come from the side, but you'd obviously be pumping a pump. the only other thing I can think of that I may have been talking about was the Vegas shooting.
Motherfuck, he's right.
Mentioned the Constitution was written when they all had muskets, and you're totally not fucking alone in that thought, man. Like, at
I didn't
all.
Mention that.
Really not trying to be a dick. Constitution was written when they all had muskets, and you're totally not fucking alone in that thought, man. Like, at all. I'm not really not trying to be a dick. So I won't be. Anyway, truth is, there were a lot of like really there were a lot of high capacity automatic firearms even before the founding fathers, before the Revolutionary War. A couple of which come to mind are I think it was the Belton. Anyway, it was a flintlock, and it was around at the beginning of the Revolutionary War, and it could actually fire 20 fucking rounds in I think it was about 5 seconds with one trigger pull. So automatic, it was fucking nuts. There was also a pre, I guess we call it a pre-Gatling gun. It was called the Puckle gun, which would basically fuck up a whole battlefield, no issue.
I think they had one of those in that movie, The Patriot. Did you ever see The Patriot?
Gatling gun, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I think it was a pre-Gatling gun.
Yeah, what he's saying. The Gatling gun was after the Civil War, yeah, I believe,
yeah.
Huh?
Or near the end of it, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was actually early 1700s. The last one that comes to mind was a revolver. It was called the Puckle Box. It could fire over 20 rounds, hundreds of years before the founding fathers were even around. I'm not really, you know, ragging on you guys. I'm just keeping you guys kind of.
What he's saying is he's ragging on us. He's really ragging on us.
The point is, who made the point that the
dude? I don't remember. It was too long ago.
He cited that I guess somebody said that. The Second Amendment was engendered before
firearms. Basically.
So I guess his point is that's not true, that there were automatic weapons and they'd taken that into account.
Yeah,
so I guess
feel
he's
like,
pro.
Yeah, but I feel like it's irrelevant either way because the idea was to have weapons that matched the government's. It wasn't just because of muskets or this and that. It was because we needed firearms in order to match what they had so that we could quell them trying to take us over. You know what I mean? Okay. They just got done with that shit from
Britain.
We
don't quell them. They quell us. That's
whatever,
the way it works.
Whatever. They just had got done with dealing with that shit with Britain. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, and even when they wrote the Constitution, they were still dealing with that shit with Britain.
So how do you feel on this subject? What's your opinion?
I feel like it's irrelevant about the what he was just saying no matter what because, like,
yeah,
they didn't do it.
Are you pro-Second Amendment? Or?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah,
so
definitely. They didn't do it.
I'm pro liberty.
I thought you'd say you don't care.
I believe this is America, Armand.
One of the few things I care about is freedom, personal freedom, right. Civil liberty.
So you think there should be no gun control?
I think for the most part, yeah.
Okay.
For the most part, yeah, I agree.
I think there should be gun control.
You all do.
I thought
you
just said no gun control.
I didn't say that. I said I'm Second Amendment, pro Second Amendment, but there should still be gun control. Should still be restrictions. You can't give every idiot a firearm.
Well, I think there are. There are.
There are.
Yeah,
you're right, but I don't want to.
I don't think they should flat out ban certain types of guns or anything like that. I think that's bullshit, but it's just me.
I'm not trying to be a dick.
He's not trying to be a dick.
Oh shit!
I don't think he's a dick.
3 minutes. All right, one more time. I swear it'll be less than 3 minutes. So. I'm not going to do a Kevin from Canada thing.
Kevin from Canada called him out.
Oh. All right.
Hey, it's James. Last time, I swear to God.
Sure.
So I think
he's not lying, though. There's not another one after this.
I made myself sound like an asshole. The last gun I was talking about, I called it a puckle box. It was actually, I think it was a pickle box. Or I'm sorry, a pepper box. That was the revolver that with the 20-round capacity. But anyway, wrapping it up, I hope you motherfuckers are doing well.
Thank you.
Not too bad.
You know, I tell anyone I can about your podcast. For some weird reason, they just, you know, they block my number. I never hear from them again. But anyway, I do
weird.
Have a suggestion for...
Oh, no, I got to block this guy.
An episode maybe Eric can go down like a rabbit hole with. It's the Johnny Gosch, which is spelled, I think it's G-O-S-C-H, child prostitution ring. Also known as like the Franklin Child Prostitution Ring.
Now it sounds familiar.
Boys Town Child Prostitution Ring. It's, to me, it's as fucked up and as censored as Pizzagate.
You rescued 105 kids from that.
I think it would be a really cool. sorry.
Nice.
Really cool.
the Snapchat like that.
I think you guys kind of delve into it.
That was
really
a good one.
Up. There's a lot of. A lot of, like I said, rabbit holes to go down.
Let's hear that again. Can we hear that again? That's great.
Sorry. And really cool.
Fucking easily in these there.
Hold on.
It's a good one.
I think it would be a really cool. Sorry.
God, that
really
came cool, right out. Dude.
Sorry. And really cool. Thing for you guys to kind of delve into.
They killed Armand. That's great.
A lot of, like I said, rabbit holes to go down. yeah.
He's dead.
I think that's funny.
That's funny,
it's
man.
It's pretty funny.
I'm more of a fart humor than burp humor guy,
like
but that's up there.
Better. Anybody like can fart. But nobody, that's great. We got to keep that as a sound effect, man.
Oh, man, we just picked the Barney one up off the Simpsons soundboard. It would be the same thing.
Always, Team Armand, he is, as always, the smart, global warming, hating sex fiend. And
thank you.
As usual, fuck Eric and fuck Emmerich.
James right on. Out.
All right. I still wonder if he knows my name isn't Emmerich. I know he knows my name is not Emmerich.
Yeah, I think he's being, yes, he's
of course he
really
knows
rubbing it in.
Got to know that.
Boy, that was a great belch, man.
That was a long set of voicemails, but thanks, James. There's some good shit in there. I mean, I don't know that we all need to know about the gun stuff, but we know you weren't trying to be an asshole.
A dick.
Dick.
No, or a dick. I don't think he was trying to be. So no worries, Pry.
Hey, James is a dick. I'm just kidding,
hey,
man.
James is all right.
All right, this next one is Carl from Kansas. It's Shorty.
If I can break wind like that.
Oh, hold on here. I got three voicemails in a row, all short, all somebody, both with K's. Carl from Kansas, Kenneth from Kentucky, and then Ketchup Keith.
Jesus
oh,
Christ.
Oh, okay.
That's a coincidence.
Well, let's
see how these go.
That's where we got.
Here's Carl, Kansas.
Hey, this is Carl from Kansas. I just really want to say that I really appreciate what you guys do, and I hope you guys keep doing it. And thank That's you safe. Very much for providing me with, like, good stuff, and it's just good, and thank you.
Thank you.
Wow,
it's just good and good. Carl. Thank you.
It's all right with me. Hey,
yeah, thanks,
Carl. Better than fuck all of you. You guys suck.
We get that, too. It's,
Belch.
Yeah, I'm sure that's coming up.
Yeah, oh, man.
Here's Kenneth from Kentucky.
That was sonorous.
Well, this is Kenneth from Kentucky.
Now, hold on here.
God damn it.
Something tells me he's not really Kenneth from Kentucky.
No, come on, man.
Sure sounds like him.
And you make me feel so lucky. You make my chest feel a glistening dew.
What? What was that lyric?
Because you make my chest feel a glistening dew.
Like my chest feel a glistening dew.
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's because I'm listening. I'm listening to Kenneth from Kentucky.
We need a Kenneth from bong hit.
That's oh, Jeff Jarrett now.
Oh, the theme song.
Wow, I don't know. Does that mean he's jizzing on his own chest? I don't know what that glistening chest
is. I couldn't tell you.
Just,
yeah, but why?
Horse skating.
But why?
Is he sweating?
I don't know. I guess,
listening to us.
Yeah.
All right, well, Kenneth, I'm a little
with listening.
A little weirded out. Let's go with Ketchup Keith here and see how much more weird we can get.
Yeah, that's going to be tough to top.
Well, I'm Keith the Ketchup Man.
Same guy?
Got
it. Oh. I'm not in the ketchup when Sarah to the ketchup can. Ketchup Keith.
Hell yeah, Keith. Fucking right, bud.
All right.
Yeah, well, those are three interesting voicemails.
Keith the Ketchup Man, everybody. Can I get a round of applause for him, please?
All right, here we go.
Thank you, Keith.
All right, audience, curb your enthusiasm. Curb your enthusiasm. All right, next one is from everybody's favorite Armand Fiend, Donna.
Oh, Donna.
I'm assuming the same Donna, just as Donna.
Donna is Team Eric.
Well, she's still an Armand Fiend.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. It's Donna.
Hey, Donna.
I'm just calling to say thank you to Everett.
Oh, really?
For the tidbit of the Fuck You Everett song.
You're That's welcome. Great. And let me say thank you for having a good sounding microphone.
Yeah.
This is fucking beautiful.
Very crisp.
Great. I appreciate it. And the whole debate on, what was it, the oldest woman sibling not being fan of Team Eric.
Yes.
I was Team Eric first.
Oh,
he always will be first. Wow. I'm sorry. Sorry, Armand.
Yeah.
There it is.
Man, I'm weeping.
You were second.
You are second.
Damn.
That's bullshit.
And another thing, too.
I'll try harder.
Merch. I would totally.
This one just stopped for some reason right in the middle.
I bet it did.
That was it?
No.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah.
A Surreal Talk shirt. No joke. I've got a few people into the show.
We have to
and I know that Marissa, Canadian Keith, and Luar would definitely buy a shirt.
She's and dropping all the big names here.
Yeah,
all our peeps.
Stalwarts.
You guys, need some help.
Yeah.
A friend of mine actually does it.
Yeah, we have a whole company that does it, too. We have a jack-off named Everett in charge of it. Right, Eric?
Yeah.
For a living, making T-shirts.
Yeah, no, we have everything to do this.
If you want me to drop you a link to her Facebook page or what have you.
Yeah, we just need...
Let me know. So, All right, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Text you later. Anna. Tell her the deal, Everett.
Yeah. I don't want to tell her the deal.
Tell her how.
Come on.
All I got to do.
Come on, tell the truth.
I just got to finish setting up the store and load all the shit on.
Can you teach me how to do it?
No, I cannot. Okay. You're too dumb. All right. So next is for my good buddy, Kevin Yarrow. You know this is going to be good. I have not listened to it at all. So here we go. Goddamn.
God damn it. This is fucking pissing me off.
Did we record the show?
Anything that has ever pissed me off ever. The fucking Monster Mash?
What's the matter, bud?
We've never actually heard it. Oh, that's just a recording about the Monster Mash. Fuck.
He's right.
That's a good point.
What happened? You do the Monster Mash. The Monster Mash.
But the Monster Mash isn't the Monster Mash. He's just talking about doing the Monster Mash in that song. It's like the song Tribute. This is not the greatest song in the world. This is just a tribute. That's deep, Kev.
That's true. Yeah, I guess you have to agree with that.
He'd be fucking us up with some truth sometimes, old Kevin.
So somehow one of my alter egos, Macho Weed Randy Weedage, has left a voicemail.
This was a good one.
I invented Macho Weed, and somehow he's now leaving voice messages. Remember that night?
That's eerie.
I was smoking weed, and I took a big rib, and I was like, Macho Weed Randy Weedage. I don't know. Ooh, yeah.
No, I think I invented that.
It was me.
No.
Oh, yeah. It's Macho Weed Randy Weedage calling in to say Team Surreal Talk.
Hell yeah, brother.
Get baked, brother.
Get baked, brother.
Slim Jim. Remember he used to do Slim
Snap
Jim?
Snap into it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wasn't he dating Miss Elizabeth?
Got you for 3 minutes.
They were married, man. Match made in heaven. Match made in hell. Elizabeth, yeah. She's very quiet.
She's still alive. She died too, didn't she?
She died. Drug overdose at Lex Luger's house.
Wow. Uh-oh. Where was Macho, man?
They had long since been over. Yeah.
Lex Luger's.
Mach is dead now, too, though.
Yeah, he died.
Had a heart attack. He had a heart attack while driving and then hit a tree.
Wow. His dad was a wrestler, too. Angelo Poffo.
Poffo. His brother was one as well. Leaping Lanny Poffo. Also known as the Genius in 1980s WWF.
Oh.
Is that right?
Andy Poffo.
Lanny Poffo.
Yeah.
Leaping Lanny.
Lanny.
Nine Lannies leaping.
That's all the voicemail we got.
That's it. That's all the voicemail.
Let me refresh, see if there's anything else been left since we've been sitting here.
Any other burps?
We got two. No,
that was funny.
That's a major league belch, man.
Two fucking voicemails. One of them
emails.
Yeah, one of them's really long.
Oh boy.
Here we go. So hey guys, I'm
late.
Who's
this from?
I don't know. I'm not saying it at the beginning because usually at the end they're like, "Hey, don't use my name."
Oh, you might want to check the end first.
So I'm just not going to say. I'm just going to start the email. Hey guys. I'm late to the game and just discovered your podcast, and it kicks ass. Great work.
Thank you.
First off, this is long, so I apologize. My name is Andrea Martinez. I currently reside in Chicago, but originally I am from...
So the answer's that.
Yeah.
I guess, please don't say my name. Yeah.
I am from Deming, New Mexico. I also spent almost 8 years in St. Louis before moving to Chicago last year. I mentioned that since most of my experiences have taken place in the New Mexico and St. Louis, which leads me to believe that believe more that it's me and not the places that I've lived. Anyway, I've been dealing with the paranormal since I was a kid and still do. It's not glamorous. I don't wish it on anyone. I've had things happen for years before this, starting around 5 or 6 years old, but I was 9 the first time I experienced full-on apparitions. I was actually the least scary of all the experiences. Wow, she saw a fucking ghost and that was the least scary. Wow. I'm 9 years old and it's the night my grandmother passed away. I was very close to her and my great-grandfather as we lived in the same town, and I went to their house every day after school waiting for my mom to come home from either college or work. It was about 8:30 at night and I just got out of the shower. My mom said, "Hurry and get dressed. We're going to Mimi's." I knew what that meant. Unfortunately, she had been in hospice for a while and suffered, and she had battled lung cancer for a while and couldn't fight anymore. I was a mess. We come home later around 11:30 and I'm having a hard time. My mom suggested I sleep on the couch, which is next to the doorway to my mom's bedroom. There's a light switch for the living room above my head. My mom left her door open as always that night. Across from me is a fireplace with a clock. I cried myself to sleep and I woke up at the clock read 1:20 a.m. Adjacent to the couch I'm laying on is the love seat. The house is a double wide trailer, so it's an open floor plan. Living room, dining room, kitchen, all in one.
Mm-hmm.
I sat up and sitting on this love seat is my great grandparents, Mimi's parents, great grandma Saber and grandpa Albert. I only know this because I was always fascinated and spent time looking through albums of the many hanging frames and family photos around Mimi's house. When I would be there after school, I'd ask her a billion questions about everything, and she'd always have so many stories. Grandma Saber and Grandpa Albert died in the late 70s. I was born in 91. They were both looking at me. Albert was playing with his hair and had one leg crossed over the other. Saber just sat there staring at me with her right arm on an armrest, resting her chin on her hand. There were so many detailed hair, clothing, wrinkles, even age spots on their hands. Yeah, they had no, yet they had no color. They were almost solid, but slightly transparent and full of dull off-white color. I was then drawn to look into the kitchen where we had an island counter, and it was a figure with zero features. In fact, it was just an oval head and a cylinder shape for a body. Same material that Albert and Saber were made of, though. This figure was very slowly circling the island counter, and I couldn't help but feel the helplessness and a sense of being lost in need of direction from this figure. I looked back at my grandparents who had moved and were still looking at me. I turned the light on above my head, and everyone was gone. I stayed awake with the light on as long as possible before falling back asleep. I woke again and look over to see it's 3:15 a.m. The light had been turned off in the living room, and I look over at everyone is back. Same as before. Albert and Saber in the same place doing the same thing. Lost figure in the kitchen again. I turn the light on immediately. This time again, everyone is gone. I managed to stay awake until 4-ish this time. Last time I looked at the clock anyway. I woke up one last time, and again, the light is off and everyone is back. Turn the light on, everyone is gone. I fell back asleep. Nothing happened again. In the morning, I'm obviously exhausted, and so is my mom. My poor mom is exhausted because apparently every time I turn the light on, it flooded her bedroom with light, and she woke up every time. She's an incredibly light sleeper. I explained to her what had happened, and she listened. Later that day, we were at Mimi's house with family, and mom pulls me aside and says, "You're Grandma Saber and Grandpa Albert, right?" I said, "Yes," and walked over to a picture of them and said, "This is them, right?" She never doubted me because of that. I was never scared, though. I remember that distinctly. I felt almost comforted, and I believe that's why they were there, because I was so upset about losing Mimi. She was the first real experience with death for me. Fast forward to 2008. We're at my grandma's house, Mimi's daughter, my mother's mom, and we're talking about it. My grandma had heard the story before, but apparently I didn't either mention this or she didn't hear the part originally where I mentioned Albert playing with his hair. Apparently he constantly did this, and my grandma was very taken back by that simple detail. I have several incidents and experiences and so many within my family, dreams and premonitions as well. I'll send some more sometime. Thank you for your time. Send for my iPhone.
Wow.
Wow.
Man, I find that people that have those type of experiences are really fucking lucky. You know what I mean?
No.
I've never had nothing like that. Other than, you know, everybody knows my story about the gray fucking or the black mist or whatever. I want something a little more tangible. Something that's in my living room, in my domicile.
It'll kill you if you can see
your very bosom.
Yeah, I mean somewhere close. And it's cool that she got to meet nice ghost. It's apparently
well,
the
it was
spirits
her family.
Of her,
yeah,
apparently
great grandparents.
The spirit of her deceased grandparents. But
well, that's what we've talked about before. Remember, nobody ever meets any. You know, they all seem to be very threatening and scary.
This lady did. What's her name? Angela
or whatever. Yeah.
What's her name, Eric?
Why don't they come back to help us?
Andrea.
I don't know.
And anybody else?
No, that was it. We just had the one because the other one was the SEO thing.
Oh, so somebody trying to sell us SEO services.
Yeah, they always do.
So somebody out there checked our website out and found that we could be doing better on our Google results. So
yes, there's always room for
more. You want to read that on the air?
The results of the Twitter poll. Yes, we will.
There you go. I don't even think about that.
I don't want to hear this.
Oh, yeah. No, this is good stuff.
Influencers. Oh, yeah, Nate. We're real good influencers.
Who, me? No. Not a chance. Everett?
What?
Even less of a chance. Armand?
Oh, yeah.
No. But hell no.
Everyone should be like me.
What are the results, goddammit?
What a perfect
Everybody world. Needs a friend like me.
What are the results of the fucking poll?
I'm getting to it. It's right here. Calm down.
I want
to
know.
All right. How
many total votes?
Eric and Everett have been wondering. We had 56 votes.
That's pathetic.
The final results. Wow. Yeah, that is pathetic.
Because you did it.
That's
48% for Team Eric, 29% for Team Everett, and 23% for Team Armand.
Hey, that's better than 22% I thought you had.
You guys fucking
me and you
suck.
Are basically tied.
You guys are terrible.
We got a quarter each.
Statistical tie.
Quarter each. He's got half.
Yep.
It's not surprising.
Why?
I'll smoke my hat.
Why is it not surprising?
It's surprising to me.
I don't know. People find nothing charming
about him.
I don't either. But there's a certain thing about him I could see where people would like it. I still really don't get it.
Whatever it is, it eludes me.
That's because you guys...
That stupid accent.
Aren't my paper.
Yeah.
And the annoying...
Armand, are you jealous of the accent?
Yeah, I am.
That's what it is. You're mad because you can't replicate an accent like this, eh?
Go fight the War of the Roses.
I will not, Armand. I will not. I'll stand here.
Fight the Lancasters.
How about the Lannisters?
The Yorkists.
Ah. No.
No? What do we got here on the old chat here? Nothing. You know, we had some messages on Facebook we can go through.
Did we?
I think we did.
Facebook messages, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they were mostly to Armand saying, we love you, Armand.
Okay. I'm pretty popular on Facebook.
Well,
you're so much cooler online. That's true.
Than in real life?
That's fair. Absolutely.
That's fair. Let's see here.
Cyberstar.
I thought we did have some posts or something.
I don't think we did, man.
No, man, I'm pretty sure we did. I'm pretty sure we had some posts or something here. Let me keep looking.
Somebody posted a great, that article on, I think you read it too. I don't know if you liked it or not, but who was it that put it on there about the $1 trillion or whatever the scientists make or whatever off global warming? That was a great article.
Did you read that?
Yeah, of course.
Of course you did. Support your opinion.
What's your opinion?
What I've been saying for a long time. Well, this global warming's big money. That's what. That's why the science is tainted. When you're getting more money to say that it's true than when it's false, hell yeah, you can say it's true.
Fair enough.
Give me money. I'll say it's true.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of principles in this group. None. Money talks, bullshit walks. We'll say whatever it takes. Correct. By the way, that reminds me, check out PureRatioCBD.com.
Wait a minute. That was such
a perfect segue,
right. We're liars, you know. Sure, we'll say anything for money. And then you go into a commercial.
That's the joke, Armand.
I think it's a good product. I, don't care what you think. And I don't get paid. I do, too.
Well, right. Okay. Technically, well, you're not getting paid.
It sounds
either, like
the implication is that we're whores.
We did get a...
And then you advertise our poor sponsor, who's actually really good to us.
I would think that they would appreciate that humor.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, probably would. Anybody else get pissed, but that's, yeah.
No.
You didn't appreciate it.
Keith liked it.
I thought
no,
so.
No, we're not bullshitting people. I like
Nate, that's
I like
never
going to
fucking
just
happen.
Just token on that thing that
explain
guy,
that tonight.
Gave me.
Nate says I should get the screen printed from old Mandeville. I think that's his name. No, it wasn't. And no,
who's Mandeville?
No, it was a teacher at the high school.
Mandalay.
Yeah.
It's the guy you bought your house from.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't really want to explain to that why that's never going to fucking happen, but.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. It's never going to fucking happen. Anyway. All right.
That was fun.
Everett. All right. Well, now that I'm pissed off about my old house again,
it's like
fuck.
That episode of fucking Always Sunny where Dennis gets all pissed off. I am unleashed. My fury knows no bounds. But the guy walks away, and Dennis is left at the end of his fury,
just raging. Yeah.
Calms down. Like, okay, I was crazy. I admit it. I don't know. All right, that's good enough for social show today. Armand, thanks for coming in.
No, it was fun.
You were jack horrible at the first part of the show, but it's always great in the social show.
Well, I would say
because I was dead. I had nothing to add.
You were definitely dead.
Yes.
So
and if
next
not,
week
will
I'll
be
live.
You will be.
You will.
Are
we having a show next week?
Yes.
July 3rd? I don't know.
Oh,
special Independence Day show.
Well.
Yeah, we have to. Yeah. Oh, you know what we could do? Talk about stuff that has to do with
founding
America.
Fathers.
America, huh? America. American conspiracies.
American.
Let's try it on. Sure. We'll see what
there's
we're doing.
Of those.
This is not a promise.
All right.
That could be like American National Parks or something.
All right, everybody. Thanks again. We'll catch you on next week's RealTalkPodcast.com. You know the spiel. See us.
Please. Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.